In Washington, county governments are pushing back against the state over who should pay for certain services. The counties are upset that the state has imposed a number of requirements on county government without additional funding. Anna Boyko-Wyrock reports.
In eastern Washington, Lincoln County is one example of a place grappling with rising costs.
Out here, we don't have a Walmart or a Costco, so our sales tax is very, very limited.
Scott Hutzel is a county commissioner in one of the least populous counties in the state.
A lot of farming, flat land, dry land, wheat farming.
Hutzel says the law limits how much they can increase property tax. That, along with sales taxes, are the lifeblood of county government. At the same time, the county is dealing with new requirements imposed by the state. In 2017, they had to provide new ballot drop boxes. The year before, a state Supreme Court decision made them responsible for assessing water rights in new development projects. And court costs for people who can't afford lawyers are also going up. Eric Johnson of the Washington State Association of Counties says the legislature should help counties pay.
This is an area that the state should step up to their responsibility, therefore relieving those growth costs of the county government.
The association will push its message in the upcoming legislative session and is considering legal action in the new year. I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock reporting.